Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Belly to Belly. And we're here today to talk about Select USA preparation. And we're with a great friend, Greg Cozera from Shale Crescent. Welcome, Greg.
Good to see you again, Bill.
It's wonderful to see you. And so the whole goal today is to help companies coming to the U.S. and particularly to Select USA to get a preview of some of the resources that they'll be able to meet there. And ideally, we want to create some pre-connections so we can have some pre-conversations. And, you know, so when we get to Select USA, it's more sort of second and third conversation as opposed to, you know, very preliminary. So what I'd like to do first is, if you wouldn't mind, give us a little bit of a highlight of how Shale Crescent helps companies coming into the U.S.
Sure. We're a nonprofit economic development marketing and research organization. We do expensive research and we give it away as part of our marketing. But our goal is to help companies come to the USA, particularly our region, which is West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And we really almost hold them by the hand. We let them know what the resources are up there. Why? We got abundant energy. Matter of fact, if we were a country, we'd be the third largest natural gas producing country in the world. That's how much gas we have. And that's obviously a big thing that puts us in a very unique spot. But really what we do is companies have an interest. We introduce them to all the states who can help them with other things. We're agnostic as to which state they land in. But then we actually can introduce them to the other folks, engineering firms, banks, contractors, people that have sites that the states may not even be aware of. So we try to really hold their hand through the whole process and be that kind of outside third party that can be a support for them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And are there, you know, thinking of companies that would have an abundant need for energy, can you give some examples of industries where, you know, there would just be like a perfect fit for your service?
Oh, absolutely. And what we work with is a lot is the petrochemical industry, obviously, because, you know, we know what's happening in places like Europe and even Asia paying a lot more. But one way to look at that, in our region, whatever you're paying, if you're in Europe or Asia, our natural gas, our energy is about a tenth of what it is in Europe and Asia. That's one cost. But we also have, we're the only place that a company can literally locate on top of their feedstock and energy and in the middle of their customers. And that when you start doing that, it also lowers your carbon footprint. So but what we try to do is help them along that line. If you're energy intensive, but we also see if you're in the plastics industry, you're making stuff out of polyethylene, polypropylene. Shell is now, their cracker in Monaca is fully, they announced last week, fully operational. There's two other crackers in Sarnia, Ontario. So they can take advantage of those cheap molecules and cheap natural gas liquids that have the butanes and the propanes and ethanes in them by using, again, you've got Shell and you've got Nova Chemical up here. So what that really means, if you're making products out of polyethylene, great place to be, and probably your customers are right there too. So we even had, as a matter of fact, this was introduced to us through Select USA, the glass industry. Our area has a lot of silicon, you know, sand, but we also have natural gas. So you don't have to worry about, gee, well, will my gas ever be shut off? No, you're going to have for the next 20 or 30 years, your plant will operate without any problem. So those are the energy intensive manufacturing, and particularly petrochemicals on that side, and certainly glass is another big one.
Fantastic. Cool. And, you know, we've met the last several years at Select USA. You've been going for a while. What is it about Select USA that makes it so attractive? What do you get there?
I got to tell you, last year, we've always gotten great leads. But, you know, for what I've done, I was in the oil and gas industry 40 plus years. I've been doing economic development for 8, been to a lot of conventions, a lot of expos where we've had trade show booths. Last year at Select USA, I have never seen anything like it. Nathan and I were there, our president, and we had so many pre-meetings, but then we had meetings there. And my wife, I actually pressed her into service to run the booth, because we were so darn busy. But it was so darn busy, which was great, that my lunch amounted to running over to one of the buffet lines and literally, no joke, wolfing down a couple sliders in the corner, grabbing something to drink and running back to the booth. I mean, we were wall to wall. And the last morning, I mean, even up to usually Thursday morning, the last day is dead at most conventions. This one, I was actually taking one of our prospects over to the Jobs Ohio booth. My wife calls and she said, Greg, there's some companies here from Eastern Europe. You've got to get your butt back here now. And I looked at the lady from Jobs Ohio and I said, you take care of him. And I literally ran back across the exhibit hall to get to the booth. But here's the rest of the story, which is really important for your viewers, is those weren't just meetings there. That last meeting was so powerful. I got an email from the gentleman on Monday, and he said, Greg, we want to come to the Ohio Valley the first week of June. Will you be our tour guide? And we introduced them to his energy sources, potentially. We introduced them to numerous other people that can help him. But that's a live lead for us now, and they've actually been introduced to other people that are in our network that can, in some cases, supply them in raw materials. In some cases, they'll be customers. So we're working actively leads that all happened from Select USA. I mean, it's literally off the charts awesome is about the best way I can put it.
That's awesome. Yeah, and really, just as you're saying, everybody's in the room. So whoever you need to meet in terms of entering the U.S., all the resources are there, including Shale Crescent. So it's really great to hear of how successful it's been for you all. Thinking about the companies coming, and of course, some have experience in doing business in the U.S. Others, this is their first visit. Some have customers already here, clients and so on, maybe even an operation. Others, this is really their first visit to Select USA, but also maybe their first visit with this business to the USA. Are there recommendations that you have for companies coming in terms of how to get the most out of, you know, this big event?
Yeah. I really highly, and one thing, those know before you go calls, really, that's, you want to be on those. But the other thing, once that app becomes live, make sure that you're on the app, make sure your picture's on there, your organization's information, your information. But we use that app religiously to make connections. Matter of fact, because of that app, we probably had a dozen meetings set up prior to Select USA. They make it really easy to make those connections and to set times. So before we even showed up, we've got 12 meetings set up. And then while we were there, we used the app. And actually, people reached out to us to set up other meetings. So we use that app. It really is important. And I think, you know, make sure that, you know, be open, be engaging. And, you know, to my wife's credit, she doesn't know everything about Shale Crescent in our region, but she knows enough. But what she does so well is she's so engaging. She was able to, again, meet and greet folks, start a conversation, and she understands from working with me and Nathan, how can I help you? I mean, if you got a booth, you want to be very helpful. You don't just sit on your butt. Get out and mingle, talk, and you know, really, people are looking for solutions today. And I think, you know, if you're there and you've got a booth, you probably have a solution.
Right. Well, yeah. So what I'm hearing is be prepared. So preset meetings, do some research, use the app, but also be empathic, right? To understand the person you're speaking with, figure out their goals, make connections where it's appropriate, all those kinds of good things.
And I'll the best example I can give, I'm a professional speaker too. And one of the things we learned early on as professional speakers, it's not about us. It's not even about our message. It's all about them. And if you think about that, instead of focusing on you or your product or your message, whatever it is, focus on the other party. What do they need? How can, you know, what are their challenges? And then I think you can find ways to help them. But I think that's really what it's all about. Again, great event. I think, you know, any, the other thing to think about is, and that we're already doing this, is there's, you can look at the attendee list on that app, but there's going to be a lot of folks you've already, if you've been there before, this is a great time to reconnect. We've got several folks that we're already dealing with that we've got great relationships there in some stage of the process of coming here. So what's that meeting? We're follow-up. We did that last year as a company from Pakistan. And, you know, we knew them from the year before that. We already had the meeting set up. We had a very nice dinner on Sunday night with them. So take advantage of the relationships you've already built. Reach out to those folks and preset some meetings, and even, you know, in advance, you know, maybe a coffee, a dinner or whatever, just to, again, reconnect with those things, with the folks that you may already know.
Yeah, I love it. No, that's makes total sense. Really, really good advice, Greg. And yeah, no, this is great. I can't wait to see you in June. It's always a lot of fun to connect, and we'll put your contact information in the description. So if folks have more questions about Shale Crescent or how you all might be able to help their company expand to the U.S. and really take advantage of your resources, they'll certainly do that.
We're really happy to help them. And one thing that, and maybe some of your viewers may not realize this, but what we learned from our advantage isn't just the resources we have in the organization, but what we have is we've got a board of directors of 30 plus people. We have contacts throughout the region. So I don't have to know anything. Linda doesn't have to know anything. Nathan doesn't have to know anything. We know people, and it's amazing how many people who know someone who knows someone. And one of our India contacts, he's in the process of working up in Northeast Ohio. He calls me with, again, we'd met them at a previous Select USA. He said, Greg, I need a permit from the city of Toledo. Is there anything you can do to help me? And I don't know anybody in the city of Toledo, but I know someone who knows someone. And I made two phone calls, and the guy had his permit the middle of the following week. So those are the kind of things. It's not just us, but we have a network of people who can help in so many different ways. And we know someone, we have railroad people, people in the petrochemical industry, people in, you name it. Yeah, what I tell people, if you fly into Pittsburgh and you're looking for a restaurant, call me. I may have an idea, but I know someone who can probably help you find a great place to eat up there. That's what we do. That's what we do. We're out there just helping people.
I didn't know that was a part of the service. Next time I'm in West Virginia, Ohio, or Pennsylvania, I'm calling you for restaurant advice.
That's absolutely. Believe me, we know the right people.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Greg. And really looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks for what you do. This is a great service to attendees to that event, because I think the more they know going into this thing, you want to make your time at Select USA as valuable as possible and make as many good positive connections. And you know, the other thing is, these people that we met at Select USA that are there, they're not just prospects, they've become friends. Yeah, I mean, my wife has a bout with breast cancer, and you would not believe people from all over the world were sending prayers to her because they're friends. They're not just someone we met that we're trying to sell something to. They're real life friends. And, you know, we reach out to them when we've seen the disasters in Turkey and some of these other places. I just want to make sure they're okay. So it's good stuff. It's a great event. It really is.
That's great. Well, that's a great, great ending spot. Thank you again, Greg. And it was super to have a chance to chat with you today.
Good to see you. And hey, enjoy your boat ride up there.